Zakta Helga Mishnah Vayta Mesechtes Ksubis Perig Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud. Okay, now we go on to a totally different sugya. Shalosh Aratzais Lanesuyin. When it comes to a certain halach in regard to marriage, which we shall soon learn about, Piyaz Hashem, Eretz Yisrael is divided into three. There's Yehuda, that's like more or less center south. Ve'ever Yarden, that's where Jordan is today. It's east of the river Yarden. Ve'agal, and the Galil, or the Gal, that's up north. So what does this have to do with marriage? It has to do that if a husband wants to move from one of these three to the other, let's say from a town in Yehuda to a town in the Galil, he can't force his wife to come with him. Why? So the Rishonim explain, a woman wants to be near her family, she wants to see her relatives. And it wasn't so easy to travel then between one part of Eretz Yisrael and the other. Now, to understand this a little bit better, in the times of Bayis Rishon, after Shlomo HaMelech, there were two kings in Eretz Yisrael. There was Yehuda in the Dorim, in the south, and there was the Malchus of Yisrael in the north. And Ever HaYarden, that was under the rule of the Shvatim of Reuven, Gad, half of Menashe. Zakta Mishnah, Ein Metzim, a man cannot force his wife to leave their home and to travel Meir from a city in one of these sections, Leir to a city in another section. Umikrach, Krach is a large city. Krach is in the Lashon of Koirach, sandwich. You know, a big, big city where everything's like sandwiched together. So you can't force your wife to move. Umikrach lekrach. Remember from Masechtas Megillah, Krachais, Hamukafes Choymim, Yemais Yeshua Benun, cities that were surrounded by a wall in the times of Yeshua Benun. A lot of marketplaces, people come there for business. Avul Be'oisei Haaretz. What about if he wants to move in one part of Yehuda to another part of Yehuda? Or one part of the Gaul to another part of the Gaul? So then, might see him ear to ear. You can go from an ear to an ear, or mikrach lekrach, or from a krach to a krach. Avoloi me'ir lekrach, not from a smaller town or a smaller city to a large city, avoloi me'krach le'ir, and not the other way around. See, on the one hand, it's hard to live in a krach. So many people pushing each other, shoving each other, houses are close to each other, not ear, you don't have enough ear. On the other hand, some people like it. They like the excitement. You can get whatever you want. In a smaller city, taka more spread out, you can't always get whatever you want. So people like what they're used to. So even in the same section of Eretz Yisrael, you can't force your wife to change her lifestyle, neither from an ear to a krach or from a krach to an ear. Vaiter zakta Mishnah. Maitzin mi nove hara. Now this is the person that wants to go from a town to a town or a city to a city in the same area of Eretz Yisrael, which you could. But here too, he can only go minava hara lenava hayafa. Literally, a bad place to live to a good place to live. Avaloi minava hayafa lenava hara. But even if you're going from an ear to an ear or a krach to a krach in the same section, it still has to be from a weaker place to a better place. Now, what makes something a bad place to live or what makes a place a good place to live? So Mefarshim explained that hayafa means a place where there's food, the food is cheap, there's enough supply. Neve Ra is a place where there's not enough food, and whatever food is there is very expensive. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Af loy minava ra l'nava yafa. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can't even force it to go from a bad place to a good place. Because everything has chesroinus. Sometimes if there wasn't enough food available, so people ate what they had to eat. There's too much food, didn't get sick from it. You overeat. Another pshat is Neve Yafa doesn't mean a place with a lot of food, but it means a nice house. So you can't force your wife to go from a house that's very nice to a house that's not so nice. Even when it's from an ear to an ear and it's in the same section of Eretz Yisrael. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even from a house that's not so nice to a house that's nice, also puts pressure. Social pressures are higher. The way you dress is higher in a better neighborhood. She has a right to say, I don't want any changes. But from bad to good, what could possibly go wrong? Dimnei, Shahanova Hayafa Boidek, says the Mishnah. A good place tests you, right? Boidik, like Bedikas Chametz, you test to see if there's Chametz there, you check it out. Let's touch the words carefully. Too much food available, and you don't control yourself, you can get sick. I don't want to be tested. Too much food can test the body. Shinui vest, when something changes, you're used to a certain lifestyle and it changes, even to good. It says, that could lead to a stomachache. According to the other pshat, you're in a high-class society, baidek. You know, people in this society, they expect you to dress differently, act differently, if not to look down at you. She has a right to say, who needs this? The Allah is like a Shem Megamlil. Now, if a person from Galil, in the north of Eretz Yisrael, marries a woman in Eretz Yehuda, the other way around, he can force her to come to him. Because you knew that when you're getting married, you're going to your husband. Okay, so what are we learning on Mishnah? We learned that if you have a couple who's living one place, you cannot force her under any set of circumstances to move to like a different country. Even in Eretz Yisrael, when it was divided into three, you can't go from one section to the other. Even if you're going from the same type of lifestyle, from an ear to an ear, a krach to a krach, no. Can't force her to leave, because it wasn't so easy to find people traveling back and forth, and a wife wants to be next to her family, next to her relatives. Even in the same area, although you can move from an ear to ear, from a krach to a krach, but you can't move from an ear to a krach or a krach to an ear. Because she gets used to a certain type of lifestyle, each has its own milas. The krach has a mila, you can get whatever you want, everything is available. As a chasarin, it's pushed, houses are crammed together. The ear has a mila, more air, it's a little bit more spread out. You can't get whatever you want, so people are used to what they're used to. Can't force it to change, not even in the same section. Then the Mishnah tells us, even from an ear to an ear, or a krach to a krach in the same section, could only be minova hara linova hayafa. Two pshat. One pshat is a place where it's hard to get food, to a place where it's easy to get food. Another pshat is from not such a nice house to a nicer house. But not the other way around. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even the other way around, you can't. Everyone's used to what they're used to. Everything has milas and chasroinas. A lot of food can make you sick. You have a limited amount of food, you're happy with what you have. A nicer house means a whole different lifestyle, it creates different pressures. Everyone's used to what they're used to. You cannot force her to change. Very important lesson in this Mishnah. We always think somebody else has it better. Everyone has milas and chasroinus. You want someone else's milas, you have to get someone else's chasroinus. A person that says, I'll keep my milas, my chasroinus is what I'm used to, is within his right. In the case of our Mishnah, she is within her right to say, let's keep it this way.